Welcome to From the Vaults, an occasional series delving into Waiheke Radio's archives of interviews. In July 2012, Island Life host Sharon Brown spoke to the then local board deputy chair, Joe Holmes, now a voracious blogger and social media pundit.
And what have been some of the things you're a bit like, oh God, is there anything like that?
I said in the paper recently, the thing that possibly surprised me, although I shouldn't be a surprise, but it really did surprise me, I guess, was that people felt that they could be abusive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, everybody who puts their hand up to do that kind of work does it out of a sense of community. And whatever else, even if people don't agree with what you do, it shouldn't leave room for people to feel that they can be abusive to you. And I found that a challenge, I have.
I don't know if it's... Yeah, I don't know what that is. People do generally seem to feel that it's okay. And I notice that on especially things like Facebook sites as well, that there seems to be a real sort of, big free-for-all of saying things that are really inappropriate.
I couldn't agree more. And I don't go onto those Facebook sites.
No, I'm actually quite keen to come off them.
Yeah, I honestly, this is a real serious comment I'm about to make. I think they're seriously bad for your health.
Yeah, well, I was wondering... What about that, actually?
And funnily enough, there are people. There was an article, I think it was in last week's Herald, saying exactly that. That there's now clinical studies being done on the effects of Facebook and on websites and use of the internet and people on there 38 hours a week. And you can sort of see that, I think, on those some of those community sites where people are, you know, they're just rattling things backwards and forwards all the time. So I'm told, because I have to be told this, because I don't want to go and have a look at it, that's for sure.
No, it's interesting, and I think it's sort of compounded by the fact that a lot of the people who are posting up on Facebook, which is a particular kind of relationship with other people, are also seeing each other within the community. So in some ways, potentially, it's more hurtful.
Yeah.
Because, it's not just an anonymous blob on the other side of the world. It's actually someone in your community, and then you're making quite personal comments about them.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of the Wild West. Seriously. Anything goes. It's a free-for-all. And there are some good aspects to that, but there is also an aspect which is very, very dangerous, and particularly for young people, I think.
Cyberbullying
amongst youth is a real problem, real problem, and it leads to suicide. So, it's not something that we can take lightly.
No, that's true.
From the Vaults, highlights and excerpts from Waiheke Radio's interview archive. You can find the full interviews on www.waihekiradio.org.nz.